This is Twit.
Hey, I can buy Windows Phone 8.1 on Sprint. I'm going to take that at face value.
It's everything you just said is true.
So that was, you couldn't though, huh?
Right. I mean, Sprint is the one company that makes Verizon look like a pretty decent wireless carrier. So this month you're going to, through some, like Boost Mobile, and I can't remember the name of the other one, they're going to start selling.
I think it's Virgin, right?
I think you're right. Virgin Mobile, which I guess are Sprint company. You know, they use Sprint's spectrum. They're going to start selling the 635, the Lumia 635, $99 off contract. And then starting in January, I think you'll be able to get it through Sprint, actually, you know, through Sprint. So, you know, low-end phone. It's a nice phone for what it is. Glad they're back. There was some talk in the press release about Microsoft and Sprint renewing their relationship over Windows Phone, so maybe we'll see some more stuff there. Yep. That's about all I have to say about
sprint
that.
Sprint all in the Sprint.
Take that one at face value.
I was just, I used T-Mobile because...
I'm heading in that direction.
I just did my... because nobody uses... T-Mobile's pretty good in Petaluma, and I don't think anybody uses it. So I just...
you have really a strong connection because you're the only one on the
speed test on T-Mobile. Let me just tell you what the numbers were. Okay. 34.5 megabits down, 24.5 megabits up on 4G.
All right, so you have better upload speed than I do at home, which is really irritating.
I could get 4K movies. I mean, that's...
So maybe what I should be doing is the podcast over T-Mobile on my phone.
I'm thinking...
You know?
This is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
But that's because no one uses it. And so that's why we don't want anybody to know about T-Mobile.
Okay, that's enough
Keep
of that.
Keep using topic. Sprint, kids.
Sprint is great.
You can use any Windows phone on T-Mobile, right? Because you just buy an unlocked one.
Yeah, I think the problem's going to be the speeds. It might just be HSPA.
Ah, yeah, you have to find out. Does it support...
By the way, you know, I've been using an International 735 on AT&T HSPA Plus.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's so fast because no one uses it.
This is AT&T. AT&T. Yeah.
No, the 1520 I had, I was using, remember the Latin American 1520 on T-Mobile, and it worked great. And so that's what I just do. I mean, you can get an unlocked phone, and T-Mobile does have a pretty good range of Windows phones, as I remember.
Not really.
No?
they do have Windows. They offer Windows. They have a 635 too, I think is what they have.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Everybody has that. T-Mobile wants you to buy your own phone and bring it to T-Mobile. Really, that's kind of what they want. They don't want to have to.
Yes, and so right. The only reason I haven't switched in many ways is because if for them to pay off my contract, I would have to give them my phone.
That's right.
And in my case, I have free phones.
That's right.
So I don't want to do that. Yeah. I don't mind going to T-Mobile fresh and bringing my own phone in. That would be that'd be fine. Yeah. And maybe that's where it heads. Yeah.